It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Libyan state television had an interruption in regular programming last night. Muammar Gaddafi appeared on screen, and what the government said was a live appearance. We will not give up, the leader said. Libyans are laughing at these rockets. End quote. Just before sunrise in Tripoli, people woke up to more explosions as well as anti-aircraft fire. NPR's David Green has been out inspecting the damage to buildings and to Gaddafi's grip on the city.
We're being poured around what's this peninsula that sticks out onto the Mediterranean Sea with a number of warehouses. It's a naval base and several buildings just absolutely destroyed. I'm looking at one right now. The metal roof has sort of caved in. There are pieces of metal hanging down. We've seen large craters where bombs apparently have hit. We saw some vehicles that were Russian-made vehicles and carry and usually launch Russian-made missiles. The missiles were not here, we're told, but the vehicles absolutely destroyed, just nothing left of them. This place is, the entire peninsula was hit very hard. We are told, a captain told us that nobody was killed, no one was hurt, and he said thank God for that.
We have before we leave this place, because maybe exploded at any time. Then we go far from this place, we go far away.
Could you just give us your name, Captain?
Captain Abdul Basit.
Abdul Basit.
Sir, have you trained, you speak good English, have you trained with other foreign forces before? Have you trained with Russian forces or with British forces?
Yes, yes, Libyan Navy, we're training with French, we're training with Italian, we have big training with the French Navy. You see, last year, only 1 year, but everything has changed. The friend before, now the enemy today.
The visit to that Navy yard was organized by the government, and journalists were watched at every step. But at times yesterday, we slipped away from our government minders and found evidence of another kind of damage to Gaddafi.
People want him to go, but he says he's not going away. The majority of people have turned and want him to go away.
This is what one man in Tripoli told us. We're withholding the man's name and voice for his safety. Plain-clothed security officers have been known to interrogate people after unauthorized interviews. Despite the risks, people seemed more eager than ever yesterday to reveal their feelings.
They are pretending to show that the population love Gaddafi, which is a lie. They are pretending it's a lie.
Tripoli is Gaddafi's stronghold, yet parts of the city rose up against him last month. There were demonstrations in the economically depressed neighborhood of Sukajuma, but they were violently put down. Another man we met lives in Sukajuma. There's a battalion of soldiers in my neighborhood, and they'll shoot, he said. Obama has got to get rid of Gaddafi. Everybody in Libya does not like Gaddafi. This song was inspired by an earlier Gaddafi speech. The leader vowed to wipe out the rebels Zenga Zenga, alley by alley. A throng of supporters plays the song day and night in Tripoli's Green Square.
As you get away from the main square with all the music, you come back to it. These alleyways where a lot of the shops are just closed up, and there's some people walking around, and you meet people who are willing to talk like this.
Okay. People, last 2 weeks, 2 weeks ago, is make some revolution here. I can't talk too much. Ask me something. Maybe
Were you part of the revolution a few weeks ago?
Yes. But Benghazi is moving. Here, police and the military can't do anything.
Why were you part of the revolution? Like, why did you want the change?
Change? Like what? Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, I understand.
A man had walked by twice and finally caught the eyes of my guest. The interview had to end. David Green, NPR News, Tripoli.